This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Get back at it, kids. Tis the Monday, October 8th. This is the, what is this, the second Monday, isn't it, huh? Because the first was last Monday. So the 8th of October is upon us. Lots of news, conversation. Info is here at Info Central, the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. So, Victoria, take a deep breath while we listen to Jennifer give us the updated big story of the hour.
I'm having deja vu. I know, right?
How so?
I'm taking a lot
weird.
Of
I feel like I've heard that. I feel like Victoria is taking some breaths today, and that's good. People that needed to breathe this past weekend. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there's a big UFC fight in Vegas. Conor McGregor was fighting. I'm going to try to say his name, but it's going to be murdered, I'm sure. Khabib Nurmagomedov. I know I said it wrong. In any case, they had a fight. And the fight ended when Conor McGregor
was... What were they fighting about? They fighting over a girl?
Well, maybe. No, this was for the UFC. This was UFC 229.
Oh, money, I see.
Yeah, in Vegas on Saturday night. And so, apparently, Conor McGregor was dethroned in the fourth round. That's when he lost. But then, chaos totally ensued in the T-Mobile Arena where this fight was being held as the Russian, Nurmagomedov, whatever his name is, jumped into the crowd to fight the teammate of Conor McGregor. That guy's name is Dylan Danis. McGregor was punched in the head by members of Khabib's team, but the Russian's manager, Ali Abadizis, I'm telling you, I'm murdering all of these names, has come out in support of his client, of course. Conor McGregor was forced to submit in the fourth round, and then apparently the Russian berated Conor McGregor, hurled his mouth guards towards his corner, and vaulted the octagon and sparked some of the ugliest scenes in the sport's history, according to many that saw this fight. It was pretty unbelievable. More about the action outside the ring than it was about the action inside the ring.
The whole thing is horrible. What do they think is going to happen? This is one of the most horrific things, and why people go to see two people beat the bloody hell out of each other is so barbaric. It speaks to how little we have grown as a race and a species, it seems to me. When people get enjoyment out of watching that stuff.
Usually it happens, and what happens, happens in the ring, and they do it. Yes, there's some anger there, but mostly it's done for entertainment, even if they're fighting for real. But this guy jumps into the crowd, and three members of his team were arrested because he caused this mass brawl. And I was looking at Instagram. Kelly Ripa, who, of course, hosts Live with Kelly and Ryan, she had her husband and her son there, the oldest one. And so she was texting back and forth to make sure that they were safe. And so there were a lot of celebs involved in all of this because, they brought it into the crowd, which is a big no-no.
I'm kind of disappointed in her. I just think...
Because her husband and her son chose to go to a UFC match? It's not my thing either, but it's there's nothing shady about it.
I didn't say there's anything shady about it. It's just despicable that people would enjoy watching someone beat the hell out of someone to a bloody pulp. It's disgusting. Let's talk about some real sports. Tim Tebow, Jennifer, one of your faves, inducted into the Florida Ring of Honor. Wow, that's all about return with us now to those thrilling days when he was in college, right?
Well, yeah, he was immortalized at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium during the Florida LSU game. He was officially inducted into the Gators Ring of Honor as Florida's most popular quarterback, I think it's safe to say. Tebow led his team to two national championships in 2006 and 2008. He's also a two-time SEC Offensive Player of the Year and 2007 Heisman Trophy winner when he became the first sophomore to win college football's most coveted award. He was also a three-time Heisman finalist. His name on the ring was unveiled during Saturday's game, and he is just the sixth Ring of Honor member for the Gators. He said it was pretty spectacular. He said, quote, my grandfather's dream was to see the University of Florida win an SEC championship, and he died before that ever happened. And my parents' first date was to Florida-Georgia game, and I grew up going to games, and so to be able to be a part of that stadium and to be able to bring my kids back one day, that's really special to me. That's why the Ring of Honor means so much. He said he was born a Gator, played as a Gator, and will die a Gator. He's now the minor league baseball player for the New York Mets that gets a lot of attention every year, as well as an ESPN and SEC network analyst.
Well, I think he's done good things with his life. But maybe that's simplistic to say, but it's kind of hard to take a shot at Tim Tebow, I think.
People do. Anyway. People do, but
yeah. I think people used to. I don't think they do anymore.
Right,
yeah, I don't know that he has as many detractors as he used to have. I really
like that he prayed, which was a bummer, because football players do, praying is probably the one thing they should be doing more of.
Taking a knee for God, how's that? There you go. Ryan Lochte in the news, Victoria. What's the story? He had a crash.
Well, a lot of people are praying for Ryan Lochte this morning. He, of course, is the Olympic gold medal swimmer. He announced on Friday that he would be seeking treatment for a serious alcohol addiction, and he was involved in a car crash the night before he decided to go to rehab. So apparently what happened was Lochte, who is 34, was driving his Porsche on Thursday night in Gainesville, Florida, around 9:45 p.m. The driver in front of him slammed on his brakes, and Ryan tried to swerve away. He attempted to brake and veer to the right. However, he still hit the car in front of him. Turns out he apparently was drinking. And then the story unfolded even more. That was just the second incident in 24 hours for Ryan Lochte. Wow. That morning, way, way earlier, in the wee hours of Thursday morning, while he was still in California, police were called to his hotel room because he attempted to kick down his own hotel room door.
Wow.
And so the Newport Beach Police Department confirmed that officers were responding to a disturbance call at a Marriott hotel where he was staying. That was at 3:07 in the morning. No arrests were made at the time. I guess he probably paid for whatever damage he did, but I guess it's not illegal to break into your own hotel room. So they didn't arrest anybody. But And then the next night he had the car accident in Florida, and then his agent said, Ryan has been battling from alcohol addiction for many years, and unfortunately it's become a destructive pattern for him. He's acknowledged that he needs professional assistance to overcome it, and he's getting help immediately. He apparently does want to be back in the pool for the Olympic Games in 2020. That would be his fifth Olympics, and so it remains to be seen how he's going to fare with all of this. He's in the middle currently of a 14-month suspension from competitive swimming because he received IV injections of what he said were B complex vitamins. However, the rule is you're not allowed to receive any intravenous injections if you are a competitive swimmer. And he was also, of course, famously suspended from swimming back in 2016 after he lied about being robbed at gunpoint at the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, which was a huge mess.
Something's wrong here.
Well, I guess they're saying it's the extreme alcoholism.
Yeah, but what brings that about? What starts that ball rolling down the hill? It's always a question. You know, people get into it and they don't know how to their genes. Some people start it and they kind of like it and their genes can't handle it. It's just a whole combination of things. But it's always best to, if you think there's a problem, hold on a bit before you start down that. That's a slippery slope, man. Tough stuff. Too bad. That's too bad, because he is a good, accomplished athlete. 15 past the hour. It is time for me to tell you, or not to tell, because it sounds, that's like an authoritarian thing. I would like to suggest to you that if you did not get a good night's rest, perhaps you ought to examine the mattress, the pillow, the sheets, in other words, the entire attire that you're using in your bedroom, get a good night's rest. That's the old idea, right? You go to bed, you get a good night's rest. That would be that's what I do when I jump into bed, out like a light, have good thoughts before I go to sleep, the old power of suggestion, read a little something good before you go off, and then shape your pillow, which is what Jennifer does, get it just right for your neck and for your head, and off you go into dreamland, into la-la land. But if you're not having that experience, my suggestion is you go to MyPillow.com and order new pillows order sheets, mattresses. They'll finance anything over $200. They have these Giza sheets. Wow, are they fabulous? Wait till you feel them. Nothing better than getting into the bed with fresh sheets, right? And that's always so
luxurious. My favorite feeling. I love it.
Ah, it's a fabulous feeling. So pillows, pillowcases, the whole thing, everything, all the rigor that you need, and the best. There are gradient levels. You can buy different quality pillows and sheets and all that stuff by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV to save up to 50% on great MyPillow products. So if you need a new pillow, if you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I've had this old pillow for a long time, I want a new one, get one you can wash and wax. Wait, wash and wax. Wash and dry. Well, maybe you can wash and wax it too. Try that. I suggest you wash it and then you dry it in the machine. One pillow at the regular price, one pillow free. That's how you can get started. That's their deal right now. Just visit MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and save lots of money on great things to help you sleep well at night.
Come on! We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's find out what's going on in the grizzly bear department. Federal judge in Montana overturning a rule change from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, permanently blocking a planned grizzly bear hunt. Judge said the department exceeded its legal authority when it delisted the Greater Yellowstone Grizzly Bear from the Endangered Species Act. The decision allowed the state of Wyoming to plan a legal grizzly bear hunt. The judge's ruling bans the hunt and restores the bear's protected status. When he considered the move, he said the government didn't properly analyze how a change to the Yellowstone grizzly population would affect other bears around the country. Government used a couple of scientific studies to support the decision. Judge said the officials misinterpreted the information. He called the rule change illogical and inconsistent with the cautious approach demanded by the Endangered Species Act. I don't know what to think about this. I don't generally like hunting at all. Grizzly bears are grisly, dangerous. I know a man who went hunting, in Montana, and he went with a friend of his, and he came back, and his friend didn't. The friend was eaten by a grizzly bear. Now, I mean, you're going into their habitat. Do you punish them by shooting as many of them as you can? I don't know. They think there's two sides to this argument, but it's interesting. The judge came down where he did, frankly. I thought it was. 21 after the hour here in the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm sure. Ariana Grande. Christian Chenoweth. More focus on a cancer gala. Nonprofit group Blank the Cancer.
I think you can just call it F Cancer.
F Cancer.
F Cancer, okay.
Yeah.
F Cancer has announced the celebrity lineup for their inaugural Barbara Bertolani Heroes Gala. Is that right? No, Berlanti. Is that her name? Who is this woman?
Berlanti.
Yeah, what's the, why is it, what's her story? She must have had some cancer treatment or something. She survived cancer? Do we know what her story is?
I do not know her specific story, but I believe that she is related, possibly the mother of Greg Berlanti, who produces, like, every show on the CW, all the superhero stuff.
Yeah.
So I believe that they're related.
Well, they do that. Most of the taping and filming of that stuff takes place at Warner Brothers, so that makes sense, because this gala will be taking place at the Warner Brothers studio in Burbank on the 13th, which is, Saturday. This Saturday. Ariana Grande and Christian Chenoweth set to perform at the event, as well as Jeff Garlin, a comedian, and maybe some other guests as well. Surprise! I'm here. Ariana and Kristen supporting the cancer-fighting cause as the disease has affected both of them. Ariana's aunt and grandfather and Chenoweth's mother and aunts all experienced the damaging effects of cancer. The actor Stephen Amell, who plays Oliver
Oliver Queen slash the Green Arrow. He's the same character.
Right, in the Arrow on CW.
Mm-hmm. It's like Bruce Wayne slash Batman.
Okay, I got it. Given the Hero Award for raising funds, creating awareness for the organization. Amell's mother is a cancer survivor, and the two often post together on social media to help raise awareness for F Cancer. The organization, which endeavors to ensure patients and their families have the support they need, using the funds that come out of the gala for programs created to provide resources and obviously to help reduce cancer. A lot of that comes with education, don't you think? What you eat and that sort of thing. How you live your life.
And early detection and screenings. Yeah. That's really the most, I think, that's the biggest thing to really raise awareness for.
Yep. All right. So good luck and congratulations on the effort being put into that. Any of those things are always good. Unless it's the Susan G. Komen Foundation, and then you're wasting your money. All right, let's go to Kelly Clarkson now in the music spotlight. Music important in all of our lives. That's why we spend as much time every hour as we do on it. Clarkson voicing the character Delta Dawn, mayor of Country Trolls, in the Trolls World Tour movie. So you ladies have to fill me in on this because it's not my... It isn't my wheelhouse. Kelly Clarkson certainly is, but I don't know much about the Trolls movies. Is this a new concept or has it been around for a while?
Well, it's the... Karen, did you see the Trolls? I didn't see the movie, the first one.
I didn't actually see it either. It looks kind of cute. I saw bits and pieces. It was Justin Timberlake, Anna Kendrick. I think it was just... Did your kids have those Trolls that have, like, the tufts of bright pink or green or whatever hair? Like, I had those when I was little, the little plastic Trolls. And the characters in the movie kind of look like them. I think it's based on that. And I don't know. It's just like any other movie, animated movie. They're friends.
With
and they
voices.
Do original songs. They've got, voices of famous people. So, I don't know, I think it's a kind of a fun movie for little kids and their parents.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that adding a famous person's voice to an animated movie makes any difference if you find good voiceover artists to tell the story? As a matter of fact, I almost think that it's distracting if you're watching a movie and you're trying to figure out whose voice is that.
I think it depends on whose voice it is.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of money, and most of these people make $4 or $5 million when they do voiceover for a movie like this. So, at any rate, that's the musical side of Kelly Clarkson's reality at the moment. The moment is 28 past the hour on the DJB show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. After years of struggling, Lincoln is hitting it out of the park with their new lineup, which includes the new Navigator that takes on luxury car manufacturers like Range Rover head-to-head. Based on the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Navigator is packed with luxury features that will make a king comfortable. Powered by a 450-horsepower twin-turbo engine that has multiple driving modes, including something called Excite Mode. Every row treats the occupants like a first-class airline passenger. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples printing event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Michael currently near Cuba, but expected to move north and could make landfall on the Florida panhandle by Wednesday. Late Sunday, Florida Governor Rick Scott said a team from FEMA and a contingent of other federal agencies are already positioning themselves in the state.
That includes experts from Homeland Security, the EPA, Department of Defense, Health and Human Services, and the Army Corps.
In upstate New York, federal authorities are investigating the deadliest traffic accident since 2009.
20 fatalities is just horrific.
NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt, a limousine carrying 18 people to a birthday party, failed to stop on Saturday at an intersection, hitting a parked vehicle at high speed. Two pedestrians were also killed. One witness telling reporters the crash sounded like an explosion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's move on and move into another half hour of the conversation of the day on the DJV show for this Monday morning. It's the 8th of October. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, turning events and focus over to Victoria for a trending story.
Well, I don't know if you heard about this story over the weekend, Doug, but it was very, very tragic. A limousine carrying several couples to a birthday party didn't stop at an intersection in upstate New York, and it struck a parked SUV, and 20 people have died, and it's
everybody
now being called
yeah,
everybody awful. In the SUV or in the limo, and it's now being called the deadliest transportation accident in the U.S. in nearly a decade. And yeah. This was a 2001 Ford Excursion limousine, so it's one of those giant SUVs. V limos, and it was traveling.
Stretch. It's a stretch limo.
Yeah, and it was traveling southwest on State Route 30. It didn't stop at an intersection with State Route 30A, and it collided with an SUV in a parking lot that was actually just sitting there parked. And this was in the broad daylight. This was at 2 p.m. on Saturday. People are still have tons of questions. The families are obviously devastated. There were people, two pedestrians who were near the the parked SUV were also killed as part of this crash. There, the driver of the limo, including 18 other people, were killed. And luckily, no one was in the parked Toyota Highlander SUV. But it happened right in front of a local restaurant.
Makes no sense. I saw this. I looked at it a couple of times trying to figure out how this would happen. Unless the guy had fallen asleep.
Right, and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday, yeah. You just have to wonder what the heck happened. Mm-hmm. So the authorities are doing as much investigating as they can. And then you hear the stories of who was killed, and there were a couple young couples. One of them had just gotten married. It's so sad.
Lousy.
And
story.
They were on their way to celebrate the 30th birthday of some of their friends, and it's
are there car seats in limousines, or is it just kind of a that's
you mean
in,
you mean are there
seatbelts?
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
There
but
are.
in those types
them?
Of stretch,
nobody
no.
uses them.
No one does.
Yeah, and that's the frustrating part, because when I listen to the story and I think, how on earth did every single person in the vehicle die? I mean, they don't have pictures of it. I've seen pictures of wheels down in a valley.
In a ditch, yeah.
So I guess the car must have just kind of fallen apart. But that's what I'm thinking must have happened, is that no one had a seatbelt on.
I would like to know the speed. There's a lot of questions that need to be.
Well,
this is the kind of story.
The speed limit was 50, which seems pretty fast for the picture I've seen. It looks like it's just kind of you come up to a stop sign, and then there's nothing on the other side of that except the parking lot at this restaurant. So maybe the guy was going like 75, because, I don't know, it sounds like the car must have just been totally destroyed.
Yeah, it was. It was almost, you look at it, just a pile of rubble. And how anybody, you couldn't survive in something like that, looking at it. But then again, you come back to what was going on with the guy. There are going to be a lot of questions. This is the kind of story, Victoria, if we could, please. I'd like to follow it.
Sure.
A lot of times things like this happen, and you just kind of, okay, here's the story, and that's it. But I'd like to know what happened as more information comes out. So if we can stay on top of that,
absolutely.
I think it would be good. It makes for a good lesson oftentimes for people to know what it is. And by the way, more and more people, these limo companies are expanding because more and more people are wanting to party, and they're smart enough at least to know they ought not to be driving. So on one hand, it's good that these limo services are doing more of this sort of thing, weekends especially, Friday night, Saturday night, and people who want to go out and celebrate are not driving, they're hiring these limos. But this is not that case. This is not that circumstance. It's just a focus on that business and who the drivers are and how well they vet them and, you know, stuff like that. That's kind of what I want to know more. Just dig into it a little when we can. Meanwhile, the second Monday in October is upon us. That means that Columbus Day, remembering that no good SOB Christopher Columbus coming to the Americas on October 12th, 1492. Who of us in school didn't recite the poem, Columbus Sailed the Ocean Blue in 1492? Maybe you didn't do that, but I did.
Everybody learned that as a kid, yep.
So in some states it's a holiday, state government is closed. Not all parts of the country, though, now are celebrating Columbus Day. It's not a public holiday at all in California, Oregon, Nevada, Hawaii. Colorado was the first state to declare Columbus Day as a holiday in 1906, became a federal holiday in 1937. Most schools and offices, municipal offices, banks, federal government stuff all closed today. Post office, I just find it, I've said the same thing over and over again for years and years and years and years. It is offensive to me to have even any attention paid to this guy who was an absolute cretin, horrible human being. The things that he brought, and you know, this, the pristineness of what was this country and the people and things that he brought here knowingly. And he could, he didn't know he was going to America. He thought he was going to India. So what? It wouldn't make any difference. The people that were there with him wouldn't have made any difference where he landed. The impact would have been the same. So it is, it's one of those things. You know, you talk about your tax dollars at work. I am completely offended, and it takes a lot to offend me, but this I find completely offensive. Just awful.
Well, there's a big push to eliminate it. A lot of places are not celebrating it today. They're having Indigenous Peoples Day
I mean, there's too many damn holidays.
Substituting it something.
Yeah, I know, but there's too many holidays. Enough already. And it's all part of the labor movement. Labor movement isn't the same as it used to be. This was all a kiss-ass thing. Let's have holidays on Monday when that was voted in 30 or so years ago. We'll change it so we can have a 3-day weekend. Come on. Let's get back to work, back to producing.
Oh, boy.
We don't take days, Christmas or, well, maybe we will this year, but holidays, generally speaking, I'm here. But this isn't even a holiday. It's just, you know, everything's pretty much going to be open. People do go to work unless they work for the federal government or the local government or, you know,
that's what kind of bugs me. It's like, if it isn't a holiday that everyone participates in, Christmas or,
That's what I'm saying. There's too many of them.
If you work at the DMV, you need a day off.
Nah.
Really? You need a day off from slacking off? Like, oh, it's so exhausting sitting here sleeping at my desk.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. All right. The storm is a focus. Florida Panhandle, you were talking about this a while ago in terms of what people can expect. This is I think it's up to a category one. Maybe it'll go to a category
two. It's a one now. It will be a two by the time it reaches land, is what they're predicting. It's gained speed very quickly.
And it's not on the east side of Florida. It's on the west side and up through the Panhandle. So it'll affect Georgia and the Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, and then up through and stall out over the Carolinas late in the week, which is the worst possible scenario because they've had 40, 50 inches of rain.
I don't think all that water has receded yet, has it?
No, of course
from
not.
Florence?
It will have. Some of it will have, but not a pretty picture. So it brings us around to a new report issued by an intergovernmental panel on climate change at the UN, warning that the world is rapidly running out of time to scale back greenhouse gas emissions. This document says global warming has to be kept within 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels to stave off planetary changes that could be catastrophic. And to do that, fossil fuels have to be phased out to meet net zero emissions by mid-century. More immediately, emissions have to drop by 45% below 2010 levels by the year 2030. This kind of stuff is very speculative as far as I'm concerned. One thing I do know is that we are creating with fossil fuel a situation that isn't quote-unquote natural. I was reading something in the UN is come see, come saw as far as I'm concerned. But there's a great article in the current issue of National Geographic that pretty much outlines what's going on in some of the major cities in the world and how they're coping with it. You know, you hear these stories and then you throw, oh my God, it's horrible. Nothing's being done. Well, nothing is further from the truth because lots is being done. And some of it may have impact, significant, some of it may not. But to think or to say that nothing's being done is nonsense because there's a lot being done. In some cases, some of it's a little puffery, but in five or six, if you see the new National Geographic, there's five or six cities, including Los Angeles, some Asian cities, some South American cities. It's interesting because they never focus on the Middle East when it comes to this because the Middle East is such a disaster when it comes to any of this stuff. Nobody pays attention to it. Because it's a mess. Everything's a mess. So, but there are a couple of Asian cities that are impacted. Hong Kong, I think, is one of them. There's one in Malaysia that they highlight. And what's being done in China, there is stuff being done, but not to the extent we've done a lot in this country. I can always do more. But it's instructive. European focus on this has been very serious. And one of the things I remember when I first started going to England in the 1970s, you would go into some of the older, the really beautiful English towns, and the buildings would be black. And I never really thought about it much. The buildings were black. And then you'd go back and you'd see the buildings cleaned up. And I remember having a conversation with my friends in London, and it goes back to when the only source of fuel in England was coal. And after the war, or even before the war, when they, back in the 1930s, when they knew they were going to go, they were going to have a problem with Hitler, they focused all of their attention on the war machines and building stuff, and so everything sort of stayed the same, and the cheapest fuel, because all of the more modern fuels were being used in the war effort, so coal was burned everywhere, and it was soft coal, and the soft coal leaves a really obvious, I suppose you could call it contaminant, on the side of buildings. That black that's there is from coal dust, from the coal going in the air. So imagine what people who walked around in the city of London or any of these other places, what it did to their lungs. Mm-hmm. Thus the beginning of black lung disease. The population, the people who had worked in the coal mines, wherever there were coal mines for the 100 or 150 years before this, all were dying of black lung disease. But it became more a circumstance or a problem in the general population because it was being burned everywhere. So people were breathing it in their normal course of their days. And so that black stuff on the buildings got into your lungs. Bad news, man. But that stuff has really been cleaned up. So anyway, do we get to this point? Do we think about all of the national, international focus on it really has to come back to you. You got to decide whether you want to drive an electric car, a car that's a hybrid, or do things at your house. Like, I'm building a new barn facility next year at the farm, and it's going to be completely solar powered. And I'm going to put a 4.5 acre, I'm going to put it on top of the building, and I'm going to have on the side of a hill a little solar farm to power everything on the farm, not this, just this new building. So that kind of stuff. And more people around where I am anyway. A friend of mine, I just worked, did some work helping him at his house, and he's putting up solar on his roof of his garage so he can power his house and garage. Another guy that I know is putting it in because he wants to sell back the power to the power company. And that's a good plan too. But there are a lot of really good, wind is fabulous. I was thinking putting a windmill at the farm and generating, but we're on the side of a hill, and there's not going to be a lot of wind there, so probably a waste of time. But there are lots of things you can do. Think about it yourself in terms of your own home. That's where you start. What you drive, how you power your home, that's the sort of thing. It means something to tell us about, 1.5 degrees Celsius, global warming, and all that crap. That doesn't mean anything to anybody. But when you get right down to the nitty-gritty of what you can do, then, and if there's a financial incentive, which there is when it comes to solar and that sort of thing, there's a real financial incentive as well as an atmospheric incentive for doing it. So, anyway, I'm just telling you what I'm doing, and you maybe get an idea. Here's something else I'm doing. I'm big, as are the ladies, on Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood, what a great name, isn't it? Think about it for a minute. What would Texas, it's the big state of Texas, what could be bigger than Texas Superfood? Do you know that they've created a blend of the best organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables? 55 of them? That's big, man. Texas Superfood, big, contain the nutrients of 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. Naturally organic. Texas Superfood, free of herbicides, pesticides, no animal products, dairy, egg, gluten, soy, corn, none of that stuff. It's pure, pure fruit and vegetables, organically grown and powdered. You'll love the feeling every time you put one of the, I take the powder, but the capsules, I think the girls are using that. Raw fruits and vegetables, man, nothing better for your immune system. Believe me, this stuff is awesome. Check it out at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, okay? TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Check it out now while you're thinking about it.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The man that got away, no more his eager call, the writing's on the wall.
So from the original A Star Is Born, Judy Garland sings, the remake, the second time around, Barbara Streisand. Was this song in the remake that Streisand was in?
No, I don't believe so.
No. It's not in the new one either, right?
No.
No. All right, so we have box office totals. I'm sure that A Star Is Born did well this weekend, because today's kind of a quasi-holiday. Do we have box office totals for the weekend, or does that wait till tomorrow?
No, I'll have them today, but I want to tell you why we're playing that song. Can I tell you?
Please.
Because Rex Reed, I don't know if he's an old school critic. He's 80 years old. He writes reviews for the New York City Observer, which is, I guess, a newspaper. Victoria would know more than I. It's either a magazine or a newspaper. I read his review of A Star Is Born, the new one. While he liked the film, he said, quote, "The ghost of Judy Garland is all over every frame of this movie." And I have news for him. I'd say 99.9% of the people who went to see A Star Is Born this weekend, they don't even know who Judy Garland is.
I know who she, obviously, I've seen The Wizard of Oz, but I have never seen any of the original Star Is Born movies, and I'm going to wait to see them until after I see the new one. Because I don't want to just be comparing the whole time. I want to watch the new one.
Hey, and I got to say, I don't remember. I saw bits and pieces of the Barbara Streisand, Chris Christopherson version from the 1970s, but don't remember it very well. So when I went to see A Star Is Born, I thought this was felt very fresh. I didn't really know exactly what to expect. So it wasn't like watching a frame for frame remake. But I love Judy Garland. I love The Wizard of Oz. But Rex Reed, nobody's walking into this thing, film thinking of Judy Garland. Not today's audience. It's just, that's why they do these remakes. They're making this stuff right, for new for generation.
For the
of
next
people.
Generation. Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah. Bring it, turn it around. All right. So did you see Old Man and the Gun? That was out this weekend too, right?
I did not. It's still limited, Doug. It's only on, they only got it on like 74 screens nationwide.
Oh, okay.
They're waiting to platform it.
They're rolling it out a little bit at a time. Yeah.
Very slowly.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. What about the Sisters Brothers? Did you see that or what do you hear about that?
I did not see it.
Yeah. John C. Reilly is in it. Joaquin Phoenix. It looks like somebody worked hard to come up with a concept, frankly. And then there's Venom. All right, so let's find out how the box office totals went over the weekend and see what was what and who was who right after this.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do. And it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
All right, so Chucker, how did the box office fare this weekend?
It actually was pretty good, Doug. The number one and number two films did very well. Venom, the new, I guess you could call it a superhero movie at Marvel, opened to some bad reviews, but it appears that the public ignored those reviews. And a lot of people that I spoke to that went to see it actually said they thought the movie had a lot of entertainment value. I didn't see it yet. I'm going to go see it this week. But it did $80 million, which blew past its tracking. Which means they ignored the negative reviews. 80 million.
So
number
this
one.
Guy Tom Hardy is a monster, and Michelle Williams is in it as well.
She's in it. She took a paycheck to be in this film. Tom Hardy is the star. He's a character in the comics that takes place in the Spider-Man universe. He battles Spider-Man in the comics. There's no mention.
So
of
then
Spider-Man
A Star Is Born didn't win the box office for the weekend.
No, it didn't, but it did extremely well. It's going to be hard to compete against the Marvel superhero movie, but Star Is Born placed second, $41 million. That is a great opening weekend for this type of movie because it's adult-oriented and it'll have legs for many weeks to come. So that is an excellent opening weekend. The animated movie Smallfoot placed third, $14 million. Night School with Kevin Hart placed fourth, $12 million. And The House with the Clock and Its Walls with Jack Black round the top five.
So there are two movies. Well, there's only one movie in that bunch that's worth anything as far as I'm concerned. That's A Star Is Born. Hey, you heard it from Chucker and me on the DJV program at 59.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.